Welcome to Nothing But Good News. This is your host, Candy G, and I'm really happy to be here with you today. We're going to talk a lot today about some very fun things. We're going to talk about obstacles, and we're going to talk about courage and some ways that we can manage those things. But before we get on to that, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach. I am the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. My mission is to deliver the message and bring you the tools so that you can create your own remarkable life. There's always some surprises scheduled here on Nothing But Good News. And before we get on to today's very special guest, what I want to do is share with you today's G-Note. Well, what's a G-Note? It's a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single morning. Today's G-Note simply says, we're all meant to shine. Shine whenever you can, and that's the truth. And you shine by living your passion and fully, fully living your life. So what I'd like to do is get right to today's guest, because I am so excited to have her here today. And I have with me a very special person, and her name is Kathy Adams. And before I get Kathy to say hello, I want to tell you a little bit about Kathy. She is a coach who makes a lasting impact on others, empowering them to excel and to reach higher levels in all aspects of career and life. She's also the author of Divorce Secrets, What Every Woman Should Know. This invaluable resource provides steps and tools to ensure financial security to women faced with the possibility of divorce. And I'm going to make sure you get all of her contact information, but she's got a lot more products and a lot more things going on. So what I'd like to do is welcome Kathy to the show.
Hi, Candy. Thank you for having me.
You know, I'm so happy to have you here, Kathy, because this is a topic we really need to talk about. You know, there's a time today where people are really in fear and folks are facing obstacles. And there's so much to talk about obstacles and divorce and your products and the things we've got going on. I hope we have enough time in this hour.
So do I.
So tell me, expand on your background a little bit for me.
Well, I wrote the book Divorce Secrets, What Every Woman Should Know. My background from that obviously came from divorce. I also have been in the computer industry for 19 years. I also have another book coming out that I'm just part of, and that's called Walking with the Wise. I've really been learning about courage and about finances and about life lessons and trying to bring that message to people.
And you know what's interesting is when I read the title for your book, when you talked about creating financial security, being aware of what could happen to you financially when you get divorced, boy, do I wish you would have been around when I got divorced 17 years ago. Because I'll tell you something, Kathy, I think what a lot of people don't realize is if you don't have the right things in place, and certainly when we get married, we expect it to be the happily ever after, and everything is we're marrying our best friend and everything's going to work out. But in my own circumstance, I had been in the workforce for, I was 36 at that time. So I'd been in the workforce for about 18 years. And every single thing I had, retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, I lost my home, everything through the divorce. I had no idea something could be, I didn't know it could be that hard. I didn't know it could be that brutal.
That's exactly why I wrote the book, because what I didn't know when my husband asked me for a divorce cost me dearly. When I met with my lawyer, she asked me one question, and that was, what did we have collectively between us? And I was like a deer in a headlights. I had absolutely no idea. I wanted to say, ask him. But that wasn't an option. So the things she needed to know weren't difficult. They weren't hard to understand. Had I simply known the documents I should have had, my outcome would have been a lot different. And I kept telling my lawyer, this isn't fair. I know we have stuff, but I couldn't prove it. And so I didn't want anybody else to go through that. I had $36 in the bank. The mortgage was due, and my husband said he is done with me. So most women think that their husbands will take care of them for the rest of their lives, and that's simply not true. And that was a very hard pill for me to swallow. But I don't care how great your lawyer is. If you don't know what you and your husband have, Your lawyer cannot get it for you. You have to have something to give them to work with, and for that you have to be financially aware. And this is a message I was compelled to deliver.
And which truly is a great message, because the truth is, it really is kind of that deer in the headlights thing. It's like, how did this happen? And I think a little bit is kind of a byproduct of the generation before us. I know I grew up with my grandparents that were older folks, and it was always the idea that, you know, the man, he was the hunter-gatherer, he would take care of you, and you was
exactly.
The woman.
Exactly.
And we're taught that, and the truth is that that's really not necessarily the case.
Exactly.
And it's not saying that all men are bad, it's just saying women, we need to be smart about what we do with our finances.
And men could be in the same position. I mean, it works both ways. I just happen, since I'm a woman, to talk more to women.
And so what do you tell your children when obstacles arise?
Well, I like your choice of words, Candy. You said, what do you tell your children, not what you do for your children. First off, you must speak to your children about the issues they're facing. You never just remove the obstacles. And you talk to them. Listen to their answers and share your stories about what you've done in certain situations. That's so powerful for the children to hear. And then you help them come up with a plan of their own. You don't just do it for them.
Right. And so through your own overcoming obstacles, and especially with what happened with the divorce and the subsequent things that happened, because there's a whole life to rebuild, you have really learned how to manage obstacles.
Yes. It's my hobby, like it or not.
You know, and the truth is don't you think that for many folks, and especially in today's day and age, they're looking at obstacles to be overcome, but there can be real value in overcoming those obstacles, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. There's a certain glory in facing a challenge head on and getting past it. There's no better feeling. It doesn't feel good while you're going through it, but when you look back, it does feel good.
And you get through it, and you go through it, and you go, wow, look what I did. I like that word glory. I don't think we use that word glory enough. I mean, when you think about it, this was a glorious thing that happened, to really grow through something. I'm going to have to use that word a little bit more often. But again, a little bit about the fact that everybody has obstacles. It doesn't have to be about a divorce. You can be in a perfectly happy relationship, and folks can be faced with obstacles. And again, children can be faced with obstacles. I'm talking about the children piece, and I think about it a lot because I think kids today have more obstacles than we realize. I think kids are extraordinarily stressed today, and I think a lot of the obstacles are put upon them because of how competitive the schools are. And I really want to talk about this. We're going to head off to a commercial break, but I want to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News with my very special guest, Kathy Adams. We'll be right back.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News, and this is your host, Candy G. And before we get back to our very special guest, a shout-out to one of our favorite sponsors, and that's Larry's Limos. 24-hour corporate sedan car service and a full fleet of stretch limos and motor coaches. If you need a car or if you just want a car, just have somebody to drive you around, call Larry's. It is the only car service I use, and it has been for years and years. Extraordinary service, extraordinary drivers, extraordinarily clean, wonderful cars, and Larry is a great guy. So here's the number. It's 1-800-611-6331, 1-800-611-6331, and please tell Larry Candy G sent you. And like always, if you'd like to get Larry's information, you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. Now, Kathy, before we went to break, we were talking about that my personal opinion was that a lot of kids today, they face obstacles through the competitive nature of what goes on at school today. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think that they go through the school of hard knocks. They don't really teach them anything about overcoming obstacles, yet they're faced with them day in and day out. Just socially is enough. I would never go back to high school again. You know, we all want to be young, but I'd never want to go back to that and what I dealt with socially and all. But the schools don't address that. The main thing about schools that bothers me, besides the cuts on the teacher salaries, is that they insinuate to children that bad grades are an obstacle to fulfilling a prosperous future. And I don't want any child that's struggling to think they have no future because they can't get the grades.
Well, you know, oh boy, is this a big conversation for me, because like I've said, I've seen inside the school environment that it's just so darn competitive to chase the A, chase the A, chase the honors, chase the AP. And the truth is, not every kid in that school is going to be an honors and an AP kid.
Exactly.
Not every kid in that school is going to go to a top college, but certainly most of the kids in that school will be able to make it into a great college or a good college. And so the truth is that we should celebrate all of our children. You know, it was interesting. I saw a bumper sticker one day on a car. And you know how bumper stickers will say, you know, my child is on the honor roll at such and such a school. I saw this bumper sticker one day, which I thought was brilliant, and I cannot remember what school it was from. So please, oh, please, if anybody knows, please email me at candyg@candyg.com so I can acknowledge this school, because their bumper sticker says, we honor all of our students.
Oh, that's powerful.
Isn't that powerful?
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. See, Albert Einstein was thought to be lazy. He was told he'd never amount to anything. And Michael Phelps has ADHD. He was designated as a problem child. Now he has 8 gold medals, and he's the greatest athlete of all times. I have a funny story, because my son had his own grade issues, and I was in the car with him one day when his dad called him on his cell phone, and I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I could hear a raised voice going on and on and on, and my son was just kind of quiet sitting there listening, and he let my ex go through everything, and then when he stopped, my son said, Dad, I don't mean to disrespect you or anything you just said, but you should know that President Bush had a 2.35 GPA.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, as much as I'd like to him to apply himself and get good grades, I don't want him to think that he's a failure because he didn't get straight A's. You know, I want to let him know that grades don't define the type of person that he is.
Well, you know, and that's the truth. And it's a big issue for kids. And, you know, of course, there's the quandary with schools. How do we mark how kids are learning? But here's what I know to be true is, you know, most successful people are the C students. Some of the most successful people in the world, which is incredible, the average students that have learned how to tap into their own personal drive and their personal passion. I also heard a story, and this was several years ago, where something like 40% of the students from an Ivy League school, when they left school, they moved home. And the reason that they moved home was because they never learned how to earn. They only learned how to learn. And when they got to the end of the school, there was no more school to go. There was no more A to chase. What was it they were supposed to do?
Right.
And I think it sends a false message to folks and creates a different set of obstacles, you know, which is really amazing. So, you know, we're talking a bit about children and obstacles and what you do with that. And so when you're facing obstacles. And I want to ask you this, Kathy, and it's not really, you know, children related, but just in general, does it take courage to face obstacles?
Definitely. It takes courage.
What do you define courage as?
Well, that's a loaded question. Courage can mean different things to different people. For me, courage is living my life on my own terms, finally. It's knowing that I'm in control of my own destiny and I no longer have a victim mindset. I don't blame others if my life isn't going the way I want. It's my fault if it's not. But I also believe courage is a stepping stone to self-esteem. It's a natural confidence builder, so it's absolutely necessary ingredient to overcoming obstacles. You have to have that piece, that courage piece.
So when you have courage, does that mean you're fearless, or do you have a lack of fear?
No, having courage doesn't mean you're not afraid, and nothing worthwhile in life is ever achieved without facing obstacles and fears. I'm faced with challenges that cause me fear all the time. Today, for example.
What are you trying to say, being here on the radio with me?
But when I conquer those fears, I feel courageous. Everyone's afraid of something, but not everyone has the strength to act in spite of that fear, and those who do have courage. Mark Twain said that courage is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of it.
Ah, that's great. Not the absence of fear, but of the mastery of it. But, you know, just going back to what it was that you just said, being in a place of whether something that you really want to do, feeling that fear, and whatever it takes for you to manage your way through that fear, to put one foot in front of the other, to do whatever it is that you want to do. You know, I remember the first time that when I decided to be on the radio, and I was what I felt at the time, I was very fortunate that I could do a recorded show for a while. So if there were any mistakes, if I flubbed on the air, if I said anything that I shouldn't have said, or who knows what,
I know the feeling.
I had this wonderful editor who could just edit it out for me, which was great. And then when I was asked to do a live show, I remember the first day I sat down in the studio and I went, "Oh my. We're going to be live on the air. There are phone lines. People can call up and ask questions." And what's funny, when I think about that today, I can remember the experience of it, but the feeling of that doesn't exist at all, because I did the things that I needed to do to, A, master the fear and step out and do something I really love to do. And I will tell you, I love doing shows live. I love being on the air. When things don't go right at all, it's a non-issue. You learn how to talk to the audience. And so it's kind of amazing what happens when you can look back and say, look what I was able to accomplish. Because I was able to move past that thing that, you know, looked like fear, felt
exactly,
like fear.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to get at. And the only way you can do it is you can't sit in your home and not function. You know, you make a choice. Do you want to conquer that fear, or do you want to stay in the place you are? And I choose to conquer my fears.
Well, I think that word choice is a magical word. You know, because I think oftentimes in life, folks don't realize how much of a choice that they really have in situations. How much easier is it for folks to sit back and play the victim? You know, you spoke earlier about not staying inside a victim mindset. How much is it for folks to sit back and say, well, I can blame someone outside of myself for things not going well? I have to tell you, I think right now, while folks are talking about the economy not working and just understand what I'm saying is I think for a lot of folks, they can sit back and say, well, the economy is not doing so well, so that's why I'm not doing so well. It's someone else's fault.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a victim mindset. You have to take the bull by the horns and make your own way. Things aren't always going to go well. That's just the way life is. Life is just challenges with happy moments sprinkled in. And that's not a negative thing. That's just the way life is. Everybody has challenges. Mine seem challenging to me, but if I heard about yours, I'm probably sure I would pick mine back up.
Right. You know, but the truth is we learn. And it's not that I say, hey, I really welcome the challenges and want nothing but the hard times. But what I have learned by growing through the hard times, and understand me when I say that word growing, I truly meant growing, because of every single thing that has happened in my life that you could perceive as being a very tough time, I became a better person for it on the other side.
Exactly.
And so there is magic in those moments. And I promise you, there's always something good in there somewhere. Always.
Right. Crisis delivers us to ourselves.
And oh, that's another great one. I hope you got all these quotes written down for me, because this is really good stuff. And so I heard you say, the truth is that courage is a choice.
Courage is a choice, without a doubt. It's like a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Someone doesn't want to do the work to build their courage, they'll stay right where they are, and that's fine. It's their choice. But some people are content to play it safe in their comfort zone. But when I realized I needed courage to get to the next level, I made a choice to fight for my future. I refused to accept limitations. I did the work that was necessary to achieve my goals. A good example of this is when I was younger, computers were just catching on, and I was intrigued by them, and I wanted to learn about them. And I woke up one day and said to myself, I want to teach people how to use computers. Well, when I set out on this goal, I didn't know how to use a computer. I barely knew the difference between the A drive and the C drive. But courage is following your intuition when the facts are against it. And the fact was, at that time, I knew nothing about computers. But my intuition kept pushing me on, so I devised myself a plan. I read every book I could get my hands on pertaining to computers, how they work, different applications, what they did, anything I could get my hands on. I was working full-time when I made this decision to pursue this new self-decided career. So there was the issue of finding time to teach myself. But I'd wake up extra early in the morning, do all my reading, got a computer, I got hands-on training, and eventually I did get a job training people to use computers. And as I said, I've been in the computer industry now for the past 19 years. I know everyone's in different situations, so what I did may not apply to others, but I just want to say that if you have a vision, map out your path, even if you don't know exactly the steps to take, just go for it. Never give up, never give in, and you'll never fail.
Wow. And you know, I so know that this is the truth. The truth is, you've just got to decide on a direction. When if things don't look so good right now, it's all right. Just decide on the direction that you want to go that is just so important to you, and put one foot in front of the other. And the truth is, things will show up for you. I can't give you a timetable. I can't tell you when, but the truth is, things will begin to work out for you. But you have to be in a place where you make that choice. It's just like Kathy says, it really is your personal responsibility.
Yes.
A lot of folks give personal responsibility away.
Yes. Also, going back to what you just said, if you have courage without action, it still doesn't do anything. You really need the two together, because you have to be courageous and then act upon it. You can't.
Right. Here's what I want to do. But if you just sit back and close your eyes and say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And we're going to talk some more about this. We're going to talk about courage, what it takes to have courage. Can you build courage? And courage seems to me a pretty important thing. You're listening to Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News with our very special guest, Kathy Adams. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Welcome back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News, and this is your host, Candy G. And a message from another one of our sponsors is, I just want to tell you about what I think is one of the greatest gift ideas that you can utilize anywhere. Basket of Books is the place to find a library of unique gift ideas for any budget. For a unique custom creation for personal and corporate giving, Basket of Books will combine books, DVDs, CDs, and any gourmet items for any desired theme or location. They ship anywhere. So you can give Amy a call at 954-574-6718 or just go to Basket basketobooks.com, basketobooks.com, for an amazing, amazing gift. And, you know, just call her up and tell her you want a basket with a Candy G book in there. You know, I think that's a good gift.
I think that's
shameless self-promotion. Yeah, I'm really good at that. Actually, Amy's done a lot of stuff and put with my books in it for a lot of the events that I've done, and they are beautiful, absolutely beautiful, beautiful baskets. So it's worth giving her a call for your next great gift idea. You know, Kathy, before we went to break, we were talking about choices, and we were talking about personal responsibility. And when I think about personal responsibility, it seems to me, and especially lately, that most folks will just seem to default to the negative.
That's true. I noticed that as well. I think a lot has to do with the economy and the, you know, the news. I think you always say, turn off your TV.
Turn it off.
I can hear your
turn
voice in my head.
Turn off
but
news.
It's like a learned behavior. How many little things take away your happiness during the day? You know, people let little things take away their happiness. And as I said, I control my own destiny. Nobody's going to take away my happiness. I remember when I was married and my husband was in a bad mood, I would get in a bad mood. You know, I didn't know at the time that I could, that I could have the mindset to stay in my place and let him just be in his place. But a lot of people haven't learned the power of the mind, and that, as you would say, thoughts are things.
Right. And it's really true. Here's an interesting study. MIT did a study on the biology of the psyche. And what they discovered is that negative situations or negative statements or negative thoughts are 16 times more powerful than positive productive ones. So what that means is every time we're in a negative conversation or in a negative situation, we need to be in a positive one 16 times just to counteract the effects of that one negative time. Well, what does that mean? It means put yourself in a place all the time where you're constantly feeding yourself those things that are positive and productive. And you know, Kathy, it doesn't mean just walking around with a Pollyanna smile and pretending if things are going wrong, that they're not going wrong. But it's learning how to focus on where you're going. It's learning how to see the gifts and the obstacle so that those things that are happening aren't making you feel bad all the time.
Exactly. And being able to see the sunshine even when, you know, your personal life is raining. You know, I remember very recently my dad was in the hospital, and, you know, it was a very difficult time. But when I walked out to my car that night, the sun was setting. And I just looked at it, and I was like, thank God for this beautiful sunset. You know, wherever the peace is, it brings you joy. Even in the worst circumstances, you have to feel that. And it does help. I mean, there are many different ways, as you know, that you could affect your thinking.
It's true. And, you know, one thing that you talked about when you talk about being able to just go out and take a look at a sunset, see, those things I've learned are so important. And it really is kind of the be here now philosophy. It's really about living in the moment, enjoying, and really learning to enjoy things as they are. And one of the ways that I have really learned how to do that is by building a habit of, or putting meditation in my day every single day. Because there's a place where when you are in meditation and when you truly can spend 20 to 30 minutes every morning in meditation, there's a place where it helps to center you in that place so that those things like seeing something magical happen in your day, going, wow, this is amazing. Like, I know one thing or that's really important to me is my garden and what's blooming in my garden. And every time I have
gardens are powerful.
Every time I have a new orchid blooming or something else growing, to me, there's such magic in it. But a lot of that has come, Kathy, because, and you said it, you said learned behavior. A, I've taken the time to learn what's truly important, and also taken the time to focus on the inside. You know, Rumi, who's a 13th century poet and scholar, he says that most people search outside for trinkets while the real treasures are on the inside. So it's really, really, really taking the time to understand who you are and those things that are important to you. So I guess it really is taking the time to understand, we spoke about this already, not only your choices but your mindset, how you think and those things that you focus on. Are there things that you do to keep your mindset? I know we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but are there specific things that you do to help keep your thinking on track?
Well, definitely. I mean, when I first got out of my marriage, I was what I would refer to as a wet rag of a person. I was just defeated. My confidence was nowhere to be found, and I was, frankly, scared of my own shadow. My core was intact, but everything around it was jelly. So at that time, my mindset was my biggest obstacle because I knew what I needed to do. I just didn't have the strength to do it at the time. So I decided, do I want to sink or do I want to swim? And I had to search myself for answers. And I realized that it's impossible for anyone to make me feel inferior. And if you stop and think about that for a minute, it's impossible for anyone to make us feel inferior. It's only possible for you to allow them. People can try and belittle you or make you feel inferior, but you have to learn to say to yourself, I am everyone's equal. There is no one above me. There's no one above me. And that's very powerful. It took less than 15 years of counseling for me to finally believe that.
Right.
But if you give the power or control of your mind, in essence, you're giving them permission to live your life for you. How crazy is that?
Well, you know, it's true. And I think about, when you talk about that, I think about folks that, you know, maybe you've seen somebody that's been in an argument or a discussion with someone, and they said, why did you make me feel this way? Or you made me feel bad. Or, you know what I mean? I feel bad because you did this or you said this to me. And the truth is, at any given point in time, the way you feel is your choice. Somebody may have acted in a certain way out here, but the way you choose to react to it really, really, really is your choice.
Exactly. And when couples are debating or, you know, having their squabbles, a woman usually says, you know, you made me feel this way, instead of saying, when you did this, it made me feel like this, because he didn't make you feel anything. You made yourself feel. So, you know, it's a different way of getting through it.
Well, you know, I had a brilliant person many, many years ago teach me about iMessages and you messages. And iMessages simply accept responsibility in an I statement, and you messages are very blaming. It's like, you made me feel this way, as opposed to iMessages saying, you know, I accept responsibility, or I feel this way because of this. And what was interesting is I've listened to these philosophies and practiced these things for many, many, many years. And recently, I had a discussion, a pretty heated discussion with someone, and I hung up the phone, and I really, you know, and I'm usually pretty even keel, and I don't usually get that hot under the collar, but boy, oh boy, I was pretty hot under the collar, and I realized, I sat and thought about it, because I'm usually so even keel, and I was like, wow, I really allowed myself to react to a situation, like it really, really, really was my choice. The interesting thing was, is I picked up the phone, and I called this person back. And when I talked to this person, I said, look, I just want you to know that in this discussion, here's where I feel, you know, that we differ. But the truth is, I accept responsibility for how I feel. And I just want you to know that I don't blame you, or there's no harm or hurt because of this. And I just want you to know that I overreacted, whatever you want to call it, but I accept responsibility. And what was interesting is the person on the other end of the phone did not know what to do with that conversation, because we so live in this combative world.
Exactly. People love the drama. That's, and I got caught up in it, and I didn't realize just because I'm invited to the party, I don't have to attend. Somebody can be, you know, trying to wrestle me in, and I can just, you know, say, that's your thing.
And, right.
You know, I'm not going to get involved.
Right, right. It's amazing. And so when you can make the right choices, when you can accept responsibility, when you can learn to work on your mindset, know what's real for you, what helps you to act, and those things that help you to react, those can all help to serve you to create those things that you want to create. Because when you can learn how you work on the inside, you can really begin to focus on what's important to you and stay focused on those things.
Right. I've heard that life is 5% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to react to it.
That's pretty amazing when you think about
yes,
it.
Yes, right? Yes.
That's really amazing. Well, you know, we talk about mindsets, and I know when you and I had spoken before, because we did speak before the radio show, is one of the things that you said that was really important to you was that the things that you did made a difference. You actually said that you felt that you had what you called the urge to serve.
Yes. My drive is not fueled by a desire for money. I mean, I wish I had money, but if I had all the money in the world, I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. I'd be at the same job working on delivering the same message. My drive feels more spiritual or higher power driven. And it's just that I'm overflowing with the urge to serve. I'm not sure where it came from or exactly the moment it happened. It was gradual, but I'm filled with this longing to serve, and I'm determined to pursue it and see where it leads me. There's no greater joy than helping people. Hearing that you've made a difference in someone's life, there's no better feeling. I wish they could bottle that feeling. I'd be drinking it all day. But that's what's driving me at the moment, is just this urge, need to serve.
Well, you know, my personal belief is that I believe at the end of the day is that we've all come here into this place called Earth School. I really believe, Kathy, that we've all come here to serve. And I believe that those folks have tapped into that place and begin to find out what it is that they can do to serve, make a difference in this lifetime, really are the fortunate or the blessed ones. You know, I know in my own life, I feel like you feel. The greatest things that happen in my day are those things that allow me to make a difference in someone else's life. And I think that we're in a place in our world and our society today where I see a lot of that. I see a lot of people stepping up to want to make a difference and want to serve. And as much as we see the negativity and as much as we see the drama and as much as we see a lot of the breakdown in the financial institutions and the things that are going on, I see equally as much, if not more people that are really stepping out there to make a difference.
I totally agree with that.
I think it's all part of our evolution today. I believe it's all part of where we are today.
And it will turn things around. I mean, we are surrounded with more happiness and more lessons and more life lessons and more learning to overcome obstacles and all that because of where we are in the world. And I think when we get out of this, we'll all be a little more spiritual and more powerful
I also think what's happening is a lot of people are discovering what's truly important to them. So we've been taught to chase money, and there's nothing wrong with making money. I really support that piece, but we've been taught to chase that over other things. And I believe in something called personal prosperity. And personal prosperity to me is not just abundance, having a lot of money in the bank or a lot of jingle in your pocket, but it's having abundance in all those aspects of life that serve us, in our relationships, in our spirituality, in our playtime. I think that we are meant to have abundance in all of those things. And because of what's happening now, I see a lot of families getting closer. You know, it's an interesting thing. A few years ago when we had the hurricane come through here and we lost power in my neighborhood for a month, what was amazing.
Oh, it was the best.
Wasn't that?
It was the best.
And tell me why it was the best.
It
I
was
know what
the
you're
best
say.
Because I couldn't use my TV. I sat outside with my puzzle book. I listened to the birds. You know, I had no power and it was just very peaceful and serene. The phones didn't work. It was the best time.
And what I saw is I saw families out together, riding bikes, playing games, playing out in the yard. It was really pretty.
Barbecuing with the neighbors, right. Just, you know, sitting on the ground and having a barbecue cookout with my son, you know, over a Sterno, whatever those
exactly.
are called.
Exactly. Or meeting a neighbor for the first time. Do you know how many people live in, you know, I've heard this over and over again. People that live in the neighborhood that I've never met before, you know, which is really, truly, truly amazing. And so I think that what's happening here is what I know to be true is through breakdown comes breakthrough. And I think there's an opportunity for folks to really assess truly what's important to them. And is it just chasing the dollar? And the truth is, I believe there's ways to create the money that you want and need, have all the abundance that you want, but still create real balance and real happiness in your life.
Right. But you have to go for your dream first. I believe if you go for your dreams, the money will come. If it doesn't come, you're still happy because you're following your dream. It's a win-win.
Yeah, you're right. It is a win-win. I think that's a really good point. It truly is a good point. Boy, this is a fun discussion today. I'm really loving this, Kathy. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having
me. Well, we've got two more segments to go, so don't go anywhere. This is Nothing But Good News with your host, Candy G. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. KANDEEG.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News, and this is your host, Candy G. And before we get back to our special guest, Kathy Adams, I want to tell you a little bit more about what I do. I know you all listen to me twice a week on the radio, and you listen to me do nothing but good news, but the truth is I do a whole lot more than that. I have an entire team of trainers, and we are the new face of workplace America. Candy G Enterprises is a 21st century coaching and training firm for personal and professional greatness. I would like to teach you the magic that our clients have been utilizing for years. And that means creating real, tangible, bottom-line results, yes, in this economy. I can teach you how to maximize your team performance like they've never worked together before. I can teach you how to break through your own business obstacles with an easy-to-use, customizable protocol, a real technology that really works. We consistently produce extraordinary results with individuals and organizations utilizing our signature vision program. Just a couple of things that our client CEOs are saying. One said, well, financially, we've never done better. Another said, vision has to be put into action. This program really brings it alive. And yet another has said, it has affected our bottom line. Every day that you're not doing the vision program, I promise you, it's costing you money. So here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to give me a call at 888-CANDY-G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, 888-CANDY-G, or contact me at candyg.com. And I'd like to have one of my incredible team members, a member of the G-Force, get together with you and show you a little bit on how this works, because we'd like to come in and change your company like we've changed so many other. Here's what I know is true. Improving the bottom line begins with the practical tools of a vision. You know, we're talking today about courage, and we're talking today about obstacles and what it takes to get there and the magic that happens on the other side. And my special guest, author and coach, Kathy Adams, is here with me today. Kathy, tell me why you knew you had to overcome. Tell me what it was that didn't allow you just to sink into that victim mindset. You knew that you had to overcome and make your life be more than it was when it really, really looked bleak and tough.
Well, mostly it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't a pleasant feeling, so I needed to get out of that space. But also because I have a child, I needed to be the best I could for the sake of my son. I didn't want my son to see his mother as weak or as a doormat. And how would he ever be able to respect me if I didn't respect myself? So that was the main reason why I knew I had to do something.
You know, it's interesting because when I found myself in a similar, not quite the same, but similar situation, and everything was gone. I mean, literally broke, homeless, single mother, and I had a four-month-old baby to raise. And it's interesting because it was having her, having my beautiful daughter, Katie, she gave me the courage to put one foot in front of the other. I mean, truly.
It's extremely true.
And, you know, it's interesting. And I was talking to her recently, and we were talking about some things. And I actually told her, I said, you realize you saved my life. I mean, it's the truth. Because she gave me all of those things that I needed to be able to move forward with that thing that you call
courage. Right. But even if you don't have a child, you have the power within yourself to pick yourself up. You know, that happened to work for me. But regardless if I had my son or not, I was not going to stay in that place. That was not a good place to be.
And I think maybe what I'm saying with that is that we have reasons. We have our why.
Exactly.
We have our reasons. And the
exactly.
truth is, and when we can figure out what those reasons are, we can always find a way to make another day until we get to the place where we can create what it is that we want. How did you find or build your courage?
Well, I took the first step, which was I took action. And as I said, courage without action is useless. People need to take the first step, and courage makes that happen. So after my divorce, I realized that I needed to stand up for my future, and I needed to take responsibility for the choices I had made. It's only when you take that full responsibility for whatever happens that you have the ability to change it. And my biggest breakthrough was when I realized that my past didn't necessarily predict my future. That was very powerful for me. And I was determined that that wasn't going to be the case. The past was not going to predict my future. So when people live a life of courage, they can take steps towards their goals and dreams and realize the power in their futures in their own hands. I notice people talk about fear, but never about courage, because they think that once they conquer fear, they've reached the courage stage. And they think courage is an ending, when really I believe it's just the beginning. Courage is the strength you need to pull from within yourself to take risks and succeed. And the first thing I did was take an assessment of the thing that was causing me fear. And I heard that if you do the thing you fear the most, it disappears. But you do have to walk before you can run. So that was where I made the decision to change. So I made the decision to change. Then I defined the issue, what was triggering the fear response in me. And from there, I worked on my mindset and motivating myself. How will I get over this fear? How will it change my life? It's a very powerful exercise. If you do have a fear, write down how getting over that fear will change your life. I was afraid of flying, and that worked fine for 2 years. I didn't go on a plane, but I realized I can't live the rest of my life not flying. So I had to overcome that fear. What was triggering me? The sense of not being in control. Everybody has those triggers. So you have to identify that and then work on the mindset. For me, I did a lot of self-talk, and I call it giving myself an attitude talk. I do that to myself all the time. I would tell myself I'm a courageous person. Nothing can stop me. See, I visualized myself as a person of courage, and I just kept repeating it until it became embedded in my subconscious. Once the subconscious accepts it as true, the subconscious will work night and day to make it a reality. So that's what worked for me. I also incorporated a spiritual component that I spoke to my higher power and asked him for guidance. And obtained the skills that I needed to move forward. And then I did. I just surged forward.
That's incredible. And you know what? What I know is true is that the master creator, your subconscious mind, when you can talk to it and tell it and teach it whatever it is that you want it to know, that you can begin to have do be whatever you want. And some of your biggest fears that you have been able to overcome, walk through, manage, what would you say they are? Do you have one right off the top of your head? Like, I was always afraid to do interviews, like right now.
At this moment, actually.
At this moment. We're in panic. Well, you don't look like, no, I'm kidding. And I can tell that you're completely comfortable and happy with this. But it's a very scary thing for a lot of folks.
Yes. Also, as I mentioned, the fear of flying is very scary. Public speaking, huge. I'm afraid of spiders. I have a ton of fears.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, three out of those four, I'm like, I love to speak, I love to fly, I love being on the radio. Spiders, you can keep those.
Okay. I don't care if I get over that or not. Spiders are evil, and I don't want any part of them. The rest I'll work on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's amazing, and I'm so proud of you and the work that you've done. But when talking to people here today, and you're really talking about being able to give people those tools so that they can step out and reclaim their own lives, how can they do that? How can people reclaim their own life?
That's a great question, Candy. I find, and I think you say the same thing, that most people won't participate in their own rescue, and people are their biggest challenge and stumbling blocks. If a person wants to reclaim their life, they must have to tightly tune into what they want and then not stop until they get it. Now, that's really simple in theory, but sometimes people can't get out of their own way. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They just have to be willing to give up who they are for who they can become. And they need to make a commitment to themselves. I find that people get hung up, and I did this too, with the what ifs. What if I can't do this? What if I fail? What if I make a fool of myself? What if I'm not successful? Well, this is where the attitude talk comes in. Speak to yourself. Speak back to the voices in your head. Turn it around and instead say, what if this is all right? If I can't do this, get the skills. If you fail, try again. If you make a fool of yourself, laugh. You know, don't take life too seriously.
What if this does work out for me?
Exactly.
What if I can make it to work? You know, and that's a great thing to think about. What if those things that you really want to have in your life could really, really work out? And it's a great way to put it. Kathy, I'm so happy you're here with me today. We've got one more segment. You're listening to Nothing But Good News. This is Candy G. We've got more stuff coming. We'll be right back.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At AmeriJet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Emergent, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Emergent has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
A quick study.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nothing But Good News, and this is your host, Candy G, with my special guest, Kathy Adams. And I will tell you, this has just been an absolutely jam-packed show today. There's so much great information. And if you've missed the show, and we've still got a few minutes to go, just know you can always go in and catch it at the archives on CandyG.com, CandyG.com. Just click on the radio page and just go on into the archives and share the show with your friends. This is some really great stuff to hear right now. But, you know, you mentioned something before you went to the break. You talked about how, you know, one of my quotes is that you know, some folks won't even participate in their own rescue. And I have a great story. I was at my home one day, and somebody was putting a sign in front of my yard, and it was a real estate sign. And my neighbor next door was fussing because it's a no-sign community. But I went out and talked to the gentleman, and I have a corner house, and I said, put your sign there. It's fine with me. I don't really care. But if you just need to know, if security takes your sign, you got to go chase it down at the security gate. But he's out there, and he's putting his sign in the ground. And so I went out to talk to him, and I said, so how's the real estate business doing? Because, you know, I built a sales team in real estate to the top 4% in the world. The industry was up. The industry was down. But every year my income went up because I utilized very powerful laws and principles, those that I teach in the Vision Program, to keep the master creator, my subconscious mind, on track. And as I said, I built a sales team to the top 4% in the world. And that was a pretty significant number. And so this gentleman, he's putting his sign in the ground, and I went out and said, how's the real estate business doing? And can I tell you, Kathy, to him, it's dead, it's dying. They're throwing on the last bit of dirt. No one will ever sell another house. Okay? And so I
he's
said,
in the wrong business.
And I said to him, I said, look, I built a sales team by learning how to change my mindset. I could change my outer circumstance. And I was 8 feet from my front door. And I said, I have some tapes and I have some books you're welcome to if you like, because like you, I'm in service. Here was a person in need, and I wanted to share some of these great tools that I have with him. And he looked at me, and this is a true story. He looked at me 8 feet from my front door, and he handed me a business card, and he said, why don't you send them to me?
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, here's a person who can't even participate in his own rescue. Yep. So to me, that tells you that when you're ready to receive, pay attention to the opportunities that your creative universe will show up for you.
Exactly.
How many times have opportunities presented themselves for you, but you have said, I have the courage to grab onto this opportunity and make something out of it?
That's so true. And they say when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. I mean, you were an angel in blessing for this gentleman, and he didn't take you up on it.
And I guess he wasn't ready. But
exactly.
But the truth is opportunities show up all the time. But what happens for a lot of folks is they're so busy being in their negative conversation, they're so busy rolling around in the what if could go wrong, instead of paying attention to what if something magical showed up for me today? What if something showed up that would make a difference for me today?
Exactly. And I was going to have the what if talk with myself regardless if I took action or not. But the answers will display themselves a lot faster if I'm moving forward. So move forward. Get those answers. Why just play with it in your mind?
Right. And
act,
you know,
it out.
And, you know, sometimes it's a couple of steps forward and a step or two back. But here's what I know is when you begin to focus on what you truly want to create, regardless of what's going on out there, regardless, things will begin to show up for you. People, situations, opportunities will abound. I promise you that. And then you can do, as Kathy said, take the action. Put one foot in front of the other. Have the courage to act. Have the courage to step out and say, yeah, this is what I want to do. Put your arms around it and then move forward.
It's so true, because if you have a bad day, you focus on, oh, this happened, that happened, that happened. But if you every day just focus on the good, you won't even realize that bad things are happening. Right. And I don't mean to be Pollyanna, but, you know,
that's okay. I think Pollyanna was pretty all right. She was pretty all right. Have you watched that movie lately? Go get Pollyanna and watch Pollyanna. It is a great movie.
Is that with the parrot?
I don't remember the parrot, but I just remember the lesson in the movie was really about when you look for the good in everyone, that good in everything starts to show up for you. And it's truly remarkable. You know what I want to do? I want to make sure before we get up on the end of the hour, and we still have a few minutes, is that folks get your contact information. How can folks find you? And let's talk about your products and some of the great things you have to offer.
Well, I have, my Divorce Secrets product is called Divorce Secrets, What Every Woman Should Know, and it's financial awareness for women faced with the possibility of divorce. And that can be found at www.divorcedefense.com. I have Divorce Court Secrets, which is a product. It's a two CD set, 80 minutes, where I interviewed a top Miami divorce attorney. Her name is Jeannie Etter, and she revealed some important secrets that can dramatically improve your outcome before, during, and after your divorce. And I squeezed a lot of tips and tricks and tactics from her. I'm very proud of that product. And then the new one that's coming out is the Walking with the Wise for Overcoming Obstacles. And I was asked to participate in that. And it's a very inspirational book that features true stories of triumph over tragedy. And everybody in that book had to have a situation that they triumphed. You had to tell what your mindset was, how you got yourself out of it, and how you overcame it, and what you became. And I'm very proud to be a part of that. And that's at www.kathyadams.com, CathyAdams.com.
And like always, you can contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And I happen to have a copy of Walking with the Wise, Overcoming Obstacles with me. Some of the amazing folks that are part of this, in addition to Kathy Adams, there's Bob Proctor, John Assaraf, Laurel Langmire, Marshall Silver, Joe Vitale, Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Bob Doyle, I mean, and the list, Les Brown. And the list goes on and on and on. This is an extraordinary book, and so you need to get the Kathy's website. You need to get your hands on a copy of this. Well, with a few minutes left, what would you like to leave the listening audience today?
I would like them to know that the courage is in their court, that they can control their own destiny, and to go out there and go claim their lives.
So did y'all hear that? You know, the courage is yours to be had. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever's going on, whatever it is that you want to do, you can pick yourself up, you can step on out there, and you can make it happen. And that is a promise from me, and that is a promise from my good friend Kathy Adams here. All you have to do is take the action in the right direction. You know what I know? Is that life is work, regardless of what you want to do, whether it's something you love to do or not, it's work. And so you have to step out and say, I'm willing to do what it takes to get me there. You know what's interesting about that, Kathy? I am every single thing I do, because I've designed it this way, are all the things that I want to do, between the radio, the TV, the writing, the teaching, the training. And it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
It is
just so worth it. Kathy, I appreciate you being here with me today.
Thank you, Candy.
All righty, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening to Nothing But Good News. This is your host, Candy G. And until we speak again, just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now. Candy G.